This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3002 for Tuesday, the 4th of February 2020. Today's show is entitled World of Commodore 2019, episode 8, Vote of Thanks. It is hosted by Paul Quirk and is about 19 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is: this is the final episode of the World of Commodore 2019 miniseries.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, good listeners of Hacker Public Radio. Paul Quirk here, and welcome to my 8th and final episode of my World of Commodore miniseries. Hopefully, this series has gotten you through the worst part of winter if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, or the worst part of summer if you live in the Southern Hemisphere. In this episode, you'll get to hear the closing ceremonies of World of Commodore 2019, as Golan takes the lead and talks about the people that have made World of Commodore possible. And so, with no further ado, I present to you World of Commodore Vote of Thanks.
This is Golan's splurge for dinner tonight.
Oh.
Dinner. I'm going to ask. Okay, so keep, come on in. There's plenty of room. Stand. Sit on someone's lap. Whatever you like. Or don't. On it. Okay, so let's see. I need a few people to come up front first. You're working the camera for now, so you can hang out there. But if you want to come up, I'd appreciate it because you need to be up here. Like, really.
Then I better switch this to wide angle.
Oh, 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 oh. Jesus Christ!
Bow, chicka, 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 bow, bow.
I wonder if this room is structurally sound. If you want to sit, you can sit. All right, so I need some people up. I need you, and I need you. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Neil.
Hey, what the hell did I do?
That's why I need you up here, bro. You know who you are. Oh, you know, I need you. Right there.
Don't you notice?
And you better get up here. I need you.
You volunteer just by looking at
you,
us.
You, I need you for sure. I absolutely need you. You, the man, you need to come. And then, if you're not up here, I need to send a party. Doug, what are you doing back there? Get your ass up here. You, sir, you better get up here. I ain't fooling around, man. I know kung fu and shit. Come on. Anybody else here important enough to be up here? You know who you are. Come on. You, Santa, get up here. You'll find out when you get up here. You, yes, and your wife better be with you.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody?
It's a wide angle lens, but it's not that wide.
This isn't people on the web. This is for people who are here. Who have I missed? Have I missed anybody who's here tonight? Why are you waving at me, Marlon?
No, I thought maybe you wanted me to.
No, we're good. Okay, so thanks for everyone for coming to the World of Commodore 2019. If you had a good time, my name is Golan. If not, my name is Stuart. My email will be addressed, will be on the website. Okay, so anyway, this has been a great party, and I wanted to let everyone know that this is we have we're missing. Come on now, come on up. So okay, where was it? So this is actually TPUC's 40th continuous year of operation. It's not a record, I don't know this, so. And then as a smaller birthday is our 15th continuous year of World of Commodore.
That's okay. All right.
So
I'd like to clap for
myself. Okay. So what's this all about? Well, so TPUG started in 1979. A gentleman named Doug Lyman and our dearly departed friend Jim Butterfield had this brilliant idea that they're
Lyman Duggan.
Lyman Duggan, sorry. Have this brilliant idea to get some like-minded folks together who enjoy fiddling with computers. And then somewhere between 50 and 100,000 friends showed up and was the largest users group in the world. And it's the longest continuously operating users group in the world. Anyway, the club grew to massive, massive size. It was beyond comprehension, really. And there have been hundreds, maybe thousands of volunteers over the years, some of whom are here today. And the reason I wanted to bring them up and single them out is because we would not be here today as a club were it not for their hard work, and especially not here at this new, if you will, world of Commodore, which was a brainchild of several of the people up here. This is one of them, here's another one. And so I wanted to give them thanks.
There's the third one.
There's another gentleman there who deserves a big round of applause. I'll also point out that a lot of these volunteers have served on the board of directors, which means they're the people that do basically everything. It's a volunteer-driven organization, and they gave countless hours to, you know, make the meetings possible and organize events like this. So I'm going to just go around and tell you who these folks are, and then you can scream the applause they deserve. We have Santa Claus over here. This is David Bradley.
Yay!
There's an awful lot of people who wouldn't know what the internet was if they hadn't started on a BBS run by this guy.
Nice.
Standing next to him is our dear friend Doug. One of the hardest working, most diligent people I've ever met in my life, and everybody here deserves equal amounts of acclaim. But seriously, I'm standing on the shoulder of giants, and here's one of them. This is Ernie Charney. Standing next to him is one of our, we actually slimmed down from our official board of directors to a smaller management group we didn't need so many organizers because the club wasn't as large, so we slimmed down. So we have a very small group with us now that manage the club.
Tell them the truth. We ran out of members.
Yeah. At some point our membership started aging, and then the curve started going this direction, so there's been a decline, but we miss them all. But one of our current, we call ourselves the management committee, one of our current members and tireless work went into making today possible is this gentleman right here. A big round of applause for Stuart Russell, please. Now this hippie here with the long hair, he deserves no introduction. He has been absolutely instrumental over the last few years in taking the club from something it really wasn't going to be able to continue financially and righting the ship, helping us sort of reduce things. We had storage lockers of things that we couldn't, you know, we were paying more for the storage locker than the items were worth. And I can't begin to explain how hard he's worked and the amount of abuse that he got for the work that he did. But he kept going. In fact, last year he retired as our president, but he still was talked into staying on the management committee. Ian Calhoun, please. Now this guy doesn't want to be up here because he doesn't like this sort of thing. He'll tell you, it's two. You may not be able to get him on the phone or by email. You may have heard rumors of his demise, and you may be wanting to order Super Snapshots or 1581 kits. He will get back to you. He's about 16 years behind in his email, but he's working hard to serve you people. Joe Palumbo, APPBM. Rebirth this year, and you're all going to spend all of your disposable income on his business, because this man, I got sort of abuse you all this way, but he drives that truck filled with all that software and cool hardware stuff to every Commodore show. The amount, it's inconceivable what this guy does to support this community. So this is the man, this is Joe.
Even if they're exploding brake lines.
Blew the brake lines.
Yeah, get him aside to tell you some of the crap that he's been through to keep this community alive.
Still got a rental truck and made it to Michigan.
It's just, and then we have this guy. Now this guy is another one of these giants that I talked about when I, like, standing on the shoulders of giants and Ernie. This is another guy who's without his, I can't even conceive of the amount of work he's been doing. I've only been sort of running this blank show for a year. This guy did it for so many years I've lost track. And again, this is another guy that we would not be here without this guy. This is Tom Luff, and he was the president, and I don't know, you've been a board member longer probably than some people have been alive. Big hand of applause for this guy. Now here's a cat some of you might know.
Meow.
The ever strong spirit, never gets bummed out, never has a negative word to say. I complain about everything, and I'm sure half of you know that because he's taken my abuse. This guy is the counter, is the opposite, always happy. And the amount of effort he puts into organizing the monthly shows, if you think this is difficult, he's got to do, like, what, 10 of these a year, basically. Never complains. Leif Blomquist. Now, standing next to him is a fellow who, during the lean and dark years, stood up and said, hey, this can't go away. Another one of those guys that just decided, I'm going to carry as much of a weight as I can, and continues to do so, helping us out as friends. He's been there with Tom and I personally and a variety of other things. I have no way to describe my love for this guy. This is Enio. You know him. The legend is here. We have the quietest, shyest, most gentle-mannered human being on earth. And he's standing in front of another guy who was a president of the club, who struggled to keep things alive and organized World of Commodores, and God knows what else he's done, including driving hours to come to his meetings and
the CD.
Oh my God! Talk about like leaving with the okay. So T-Pug spent years accumulating a massive archive of software, public domain software, just fantastic stuff. People all over the world would order discs, we'd send them out and things. Discs experience bit rot, they go to pot, they're gone, and with it would go the library and largely the legacy of this club. Were there not a couple of guys, I mentioned Ian earlier, this is another one who said, you know what, we're going to do something, we're going to save this library. These guys spent a lot of time and a lot of effort. They've taken the software library and they've combined the whole thing onto a CD. So it's $20 and we still have some for sale. It's everything. There's software for VIC-20s, for PETs. I mean, it's incredible. They even look cool. So our thanks go out to Greg Van Leer for his efforts right there. More giants, more shoulders. Okay, so this is where it gets really dark. We're in the very dark years. The club was almost ready to go under because it's difficult to manage a big organization, especially when it's transitioning to a smaller organization. We could have gone broke, the club would have dissolved, there would have been nothing. But along came a person of incredible spirit, incredible intellect, and incredible character, and basically saved our collective bacon by righting the ship. It's happened a few times. This is one of the people, and I give, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. This is Ian McIntosh, folks. Now we get a twofer. You got a twofer here. So we have a very long time member, and I mean from the beginning, who has done, he's another one of those guys that there's never anything he says no to. Can you do that? We're gonna do an inventory of our the items in our locker in sub-zero temperatures. Our fingers are turning blue. Who's gonna show up? It's snowing. Always the first guy through the door, always the last guy out the door. I can't begin to tell you how much he's done for the club. And what's more interesting is that his wife, for reasons I can't even give you enough thanks and kudos for this, but has decided to help us year after year. She comes out, volunteers, has done more than I've done, quite frankly. You saw her this morning when you were registering. You've seen her at the table selling merchandise. Every year, every World of Commoners, she's there. So, a round of applause for the both of them. We have Caroline Williams. Caroline. And Conway. Now, there are lots of other people. We're going to get to him. He's not here. There are lots of other people who have helped out over the year and done things for the club that either aren't here because of of inability to make it or age or a variety of reasons. And even though they're not here, they're with us in spirit. And there's one in particular I want to single out for a round of applause and our love, because, again, he's another gentleman who's been with us, with whom we have been since the beginning. There's really nothing I can say other than that he's been the president of the club, he's managed the newsletter, he facilitates our premises where we hold our meetings. He's just a wonderful human being who's just, and even at his age, he still comes out and does everything he can for the club. I wish he could have been here today, but he wasn't able to. So again, in spirit, we thank him. And his name is John Easton.
To put that in context, if you look at the March 1978 version of TPUG newsletter, John was the editor at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Almost till, like, I guess, a year ago.
Yeah. 40 years of.
That's how
I've committed to this club. But
I met John Easton when I was 15.
There's context. And now he is literally Santa Claus. So now I've forgotten a few names, and I apologize to them all. And I give them all thanks. If you can remember,
you forgot a guy named Golan.
Yeah, he's a prick.
But a very useful one.
Well, occasionally he can crack the whip. Anyway, so I one last round of applause for all these people, because God bless them all. They made this possible. Tom just told me, by the way, that he hopes for an equally large round of applause at our 80th anniversary, so you're going to want to put that in your calendar. It's 40 years from today. There's one other guy that I just wanted to mention, because he showed up early yesterday, took off work and came in early to help set everything up, unasked, just does this because it's the spirit of giving and it's the kind of person he is. Brian, why don't you just come up here and just say hey. He doesn't like this sort of thing. He's another one of these guys. So yeah, this, the chair is your sitting in, the table is your box up front. Okay, so I've run my mouth almost too long. You can't have a birthday without cakes for everybody. So we bought some cake. So what we're going to do, and I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to volunteer one person, not me, because I'm going to go to the Atari meeting up the hall, to cut cake. But yeah, somehow if you guys want to like just come up and get cake and eat cake and whatever. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be screening a great premiere of a great Commodore documentary in about half an hour, so that gives you enough time to have your sugar rush and crash. So I'm sure everyone will be half asleep when the movie starts. But anyway, so what we have up here are these, let's see if I can do this without spilling them all over the floor. We have these 40th anniversary cakes.
Ooh.
No expense spared, folks. Yeah, if you're looking for a sugar rush, you're gonna be bouncing off the walls. So yes, yeah, so we've got chocolate and vanilla, so everybody just wants cake, just come on up and we'll work our way through this. And who's good with a knife?
I'll cut it for you.
Seriously?
Yeah, no
problem. Okay, longtime member and cake cutting volunteer, Paul Quirk.
Woo!
Check out his YouTube channel, people!
Actually, this is all going up on Hacker Public Radio. That's okay.
Hacker Public. You
want to
give a quick plug?
Yeah. Hacker Public Radio podcast, guys. If you're into open source community podcasts, Hacker Public Radio. I would like to put World of Commodore up there and maybe bring some more people into the fold.
Great.
I'm
not sure.
We need a knife.
Yeah, we have a big knife and a spatula.
Over here.
Yeah, have a seat, Tom. Get Tom comfortable. This is going to be like herding cows, but just we'll try and figure it out. Work with us. There you go. There's the vanilla, so you get two choices.
Form a line. All right.
Oh, the line is done.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
I said I was going to start a line over here, and people followed me.
Perfect.
That's great. You're going to line up behind the gentleman who had the tenacity to start this mess.
We'll call you.
That's right.
We have 3 seats.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Come on up. Don't be shy. Let's get this party started.
This was my favorite episode because at the end of the day, it really is all about the people. I hope you enjoyed this mini-series of the world of Commodore as much as I enjoyed making this podcast. And hopefully this will motivate some of you to come out to the next world of Commodore if it happens. I have some good news. I've decided to contribute to Hacker Public Radio with a series of my own podcasts on topics that interest me and hopefully you as well. I'll start off my new series by talking about a hobby I've enjoyed for as long as I've owned a computer, and that is photography. Until then, please drive safe and make sure to have fun.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.